Welcome to Happy News Network.
We are here to brighten your week while you take a break from doom scrolling.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Shayna.
We wanted to brighten social media, so we decided to make a podcast all about happy news.
Join us as we discuss our happy news finds.
Shayna, what is your happy news this week?
All right. So Sarah Fry got her car on her birthday. I don't know if you saw.
Yes.
So she got her car. It looks so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And she just looked so happy getting her car. And then she had another post a few weeks later. She and her friends got to meet the first responders who saved them.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I did not see that. That's amazing.
Oh my God. It was like heart. It was just like heart melting in the most bittersweet of ways. So I'm so glad that she's continuing to post about her journey and everything she's going through, because she's just a constant source of inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. I love her. She always makes my day better. Like, we don't talk, but like just seeing her, seeing her on Instagram, I'm like, oh my God, incredible. Love it. Inspirational.
Yes. So what is happy in your world?
On Monday, my niece turned one.
I know.
She had her first birthday. It was Elmo themed. It was at my parents' house outside, so everybody could be socially distanced, and very cute pictures, very cute things. So,
well, anything with Elmo and anything with a one-year-old, I mean, that's just a double win right there.
Yeah. My first birthday was Elmo themed too. So I kind of was like, you're copying me, but 30
How dare
years
she?
Later.
How dare she?
I know. Anyway, yeah, fun stuff.
I love that. Happy belated birthday to her.
Yeah. So this first article that I found, I'm really obsessed with this. It's this group of women-owned restaurants. I guess, how do you even say that? Like restaurateurs? I don't know.
Yes.
They are based out of Chicago, and they formed, these women formed this group called Let's Talk. And they've come together to help each other with like literally anything. So in July of 2020, after a few months of the struggle that we will not talk about on Happy News Network, a Chicago-based female restaurant owner reached out to other women in her area who might be struggling with the same issues that restaurants were facing. And they formed this group, Let's Talk, and it's spread across the entire country in less than a year. Tons of female restaurant owners meet up on Zoom and Facebook groups to chat about anything and everything. They're helping each other get through all of this because it's hard enough being a female restaurant owner, period. And this added stress with all of the pressure and all of the craziness that's going on, they've just worked together, and it's really beautiful. And the goal of Let's Talk is to help each other survive this crisis and grow in the long term. So it's not just a temporary thing. It will live on forever, hopefully. One of the members said, every call we walk away with 10 to 15 different ideas. And I just think that's amazing. Like to have this group of women entrepreneurs brainstorming, solving problems together. I just love it. It reminded me of us, Shayna.
Oh yeah. Let's Talk, but like female restaurateurs edition.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway,
I love that though. And I mean, I can totally sympathize with the struggles of COVID, and I'm watching and reading so many articles about different restaurant owners, and especially like the more mom and pop or small business owned restaurants, not chain brands, what they've had to go through to be adaptable. And the idea that they can come together and walk away with tons of ideas, or at least just feeling heard, is so helpful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a good reminder of like, you're not the only one going through this. Like,
yeah,
there are other people out there to help. So
I love that. And Chicago's got great food, so I can't wait to travel there when it's safer to and support all their restaurants.
Yeah, for real.
Okay, so I'm going to have a hometown pride moment. The Cherry Hill School District in Cherry Hill, New Jersey is making African American history course mandatory to graduate as early as this fall. I'm so excited.
It was jaw dropped. I love that.
Yes.
Perfect. How does that not already exist?
I know. So the Board of Education voted unanimously, and Cherry Hill will be the first district in New Jersey to mandate a course for its 11,000 students. So there has been discussion about whether or not the course or other courses should be required to educate students about other minority groups. Like, is it enough to just do African-American education and studies, or should we be focusing on multiple minority groups? And it's a healthy discussion to be having. Mm-hmm. And so I can't wait to see the additional courses and things that will eventually and inevitably snowball out of this. I'm sure it's in the works in some district somewhere. There's also been discussion about utilizing something in New Jersey called the Amistad Law. It's a New Jersey educational law that was named for the 1839 slave ship. It was carrying 53 kidnapped Africans sold into slavery, and the slaves revolted. So the Amistad Law requires New Jersey schools to infuse Black history into curriculum content of all areas. And so there has been discussion of, should we have just a designated course, or should we really utilize this law and revamp multiple curriculums? So while I think this course is a great first step, I do think there are bigger picture discussions happening in really healthy ways.
Yeah, I love and first step. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great first step. And this recent graduate said, our nation's present problems with race and intolerance cannot be put into context if we don't know the history behind it. And I love that. I absolutely love that, because not everything is going to be super pleasant, but the more we educate and understand the context behind it, the layers behind it, the more we can say, hey, I don't want to be like that. I want to make the world not like that. And now I know how to avoid that. And it's something interesting, because New Jersey does require public schools to teach the Holocaust. So there's already unpleasantry taught in the school system. And it sounds like more diversity can only flesh out the programming even further.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. And I think my favorite two icings on the top of the cake here, teaching this course means that teachers overall will be undergoing training on how to teach Black history, which is great. More diversity and inclusion training and sensitivity training and cultural training. And there will also be two new teachers hired to teach these courses. And nice. There are already two African-American courses offered in Cherry Hill, and this is just going to ramp up the whole programming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Nice. I can't shut up about it. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm so excited about it.
No, that's huge. Especially when something like that is happening in your hometown.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Well, I'm going to talk about national parks, because that's what I do.
love it.
So some popular national parks have been required to have reservations since last March, just to, you know, ensure social distancing, limit the amount of people, no mass gatherings. But some of them have lifted that requirement and are now open to anyone who wishes to come in. Yosemite is a major park that is no longer requiring reservations to enter, but everyone does still need to follow a health and safety protocols and mask wearing and socially distant, like all the things we've been doing for a year, but now you don't have to reserve your site. You do have to reserve your site for camping, but that's a whole other thing. I think you have
that's
to do
always,
that.
That's always been a thing.
I was going to say, I think not, you have to do that normally, but like Kristen doesn't do those outdoor bathrooms. So camping is not a thing. Kristen doesn't camp.
We've talked about your public potty anxiety with those Japanese toilets. It's fine.
Oh my God. Wow. Sweating. Thinking about those again. but they also, in this research, they were like, well, before you head out, check the National Park website or the app. So they have a new National Parks app that I downloaded one in like 2017. And it was really just like a link to go to all the websites. But this one is in beta testing mode, and it's available for both Apple and Android. And it has maps, and sometimes there are podcasts. Like when I went to Mesa Verde in Southwest Colorado, there was a podcast that I just like clicked play and drove around. I never got out of my car, and I was told everything about the park in this 40-minute podcast. It was incredible. So yeah, I might honestly just download this app to just play around and like pretend I'm at Joshua Tree, but not really.
You just play pictures of it on the TV or something.
Yeah. I'll make a slideshow, turn on the podcast.
Anyway. Perfect. I just downloaded the app. I can't wait to noodle around in it.
Love it.
I love that. So now I need to go to Yosemite, pretend I'm Yosemite Sam, and listen to a podcast so I can be both a goober and a nature person all in one.
I support this decision.
Yes, I love Yosemite Sam. I'm going to, we're just going all over the like American map today. I'm going to Atlanta where there are photographers Regis and Karen Bethencourt, and they call themselves dream makers. I don't know if you've seen this. Their focus is on highly stylized and conceptualized photos of kids dressed like their wildest imaginations. So I'm going to drop this link into the chat for you because I want you to like have this visual while I talk about these. These photos are amazing. So these photographers basically work with kids and they take these insane dreams or imaginatory ideas that they have, and they turn them into these beautiful, beautiful photo shoots. There's a fairy tale lion because one of the kids loves Narnia, but also wanted to showcase the softness and kindness of lions. One client, he's like 9 or 10 years old. He had 3 looks. His mom calls him a Renaissance man. So Whitcliffe McKnight loves travel and foreign language and the arts. So he had a photo representing that with this beautiful red brocade jacket. He had an athletic photo. He had this futuristic themed photo because he loves video games and technology. And I was like, oh my God, I think at 9 or 10, I was worried about like what kind of PB&J I was having for lunch, like not thinking about cool photos. So I'm loving this mission they're on. There was also,
incredible,
right? Did you see the mermaid?
Oh my, I was literally like, when can I talk about this mermaid? Because the mermaid. Crap.
Okay. So first time viewer, describe the mermaid.
It like, I don't even know how to describe this mermaid. It's stunning. This like turquoise blue with this amazing hair that looks like it also can swim on its own is so amazing. Like there's the orange like gills kind of added to the face, mm-hmm. the makeup with the rhinestones. Stunning. Yeah. Like, oh,
there's
my
plastic
God.
Bubbles. There's a fish. Like it looks like she is a mermaid in the ocean and it's beautiful. And her mermaid tail, like the detail, it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
These photos. I can't wait. I can't wait to like, so surprise, they recently made a book featuring over 100 of their photographs called Glory, Magical Visions of Black Beauty. So I can't wait to look at this book and see all the different photo shoots they've done.
Oh my God. This is amazing.
Yeah.
Look at that one with the glasses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Oh, I know. Wow. Okay.
I know this is such a visual. I feel like we're gonna have to put like a carousel of these on Instagram for people because these photos are too cool not to share as many as we can.
Yes.
So it's so great. Like these photos, they highlight like the beauty of children and all races, all ways a person can imagine themselves. And it's what makes you individual and stand out. So every child they've photographed has their own story. And I just love that they're telling them visually and it's no longer kids talking about their imagination. They are their imagination.
Wow. I love that. I love that sentence. They are their imagination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Okay. So my last article, I'm just going to talk about Kristen Bell for a while because we share a name and therefore I love her.
She's great.
I just like I haven't even seen like a ton of things that she's done. I've never watched a single episode of The Good Place. Like I've seen Frozen twice, but that's it. Like I don't
stop this podcast right now and go watch The Good Place. It's so good. It's Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. What's not to love?
Exactly. Like, so anyway, I need to catch up on my Kristen Bell discography, but I just have always loved her as like a human person. And I read this article about her new line of self-care products. They're called Happy Dance. And I just want to like talk a little bit about how much I love Kristen Bell because it makes me happy and therefore should make everyone happy, right? No. Mm-hmm. But like, I just love her relationship with Dax Shepard. Like, I just think that that's incredible. Like, they're just a wonderful team for each other and their kids. And I remember when I was in high school, I learned about how they didn't want to get married until gay marriage was legalized in every state, not just California where they live. And they stuck to that. And I just think that's incredible. Mm-hmm. And she's also like super open and honest about her depression and anxiety and her feelings of total uselessness. And she always like just seems to me, she seems to come from a genuine place, you know, it's not put on, it's very real and raw. And I like, I'm reading this article and she like brings up that sometimes she'll be sitting at the dinner table with her family. And if things start to get overwhelming, like she's got young kids, Dax is a lot, like he's got a huge energy. And sometimes she'll just get up from the dinner table and go start doing a puzzle. And she said that they just leave her alone. They know that that's like mommy's time to calm down. And she loves puzzles because it's a task that you have to think about. So you're less likely to let your mind wander. And like that anxiety kind of is pushed to the back burner. And all the other things that you're thinking about all day is pushed to the back burner when.
Yeah. It's like a decluttering tactic.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, Shayna and I love puzzles. We do them all the time. Oh, yeah. So I was like, this is perfect. And I just like really needed to hear that. Like, and that you don't have to finish a puzzle. Like you and I both now have those roll up mats that like, I mean, you're going to finish the puzzle. Like, who are you? But like, but you don't
you can see it on my face.
No, I know, but you don't have to. Like I have a puzzle that I started on January 2nd that I still haven't finished because life. But it's rolled up and ready to continue at any time. I just haven't done it. But anyway,
I'm so proud of you because you're the type of person who would be like, I have to delay everything to finish this puzzle. I love that. That's like,
that's true.
So good that you're sort of inspired by her story to also talk about the fact that you haven't finished a puzzle. I love that she just has a system worked out where she doesn't even have to say, I need a break. She just gives herself the break.
Yeah, she just like gets up and goes to do a puzzle. And I'm like, I'm certain that she doesn't do this if like things are actually chaotic and she needs to be a mom for a second. But if like, if her kids are doing that thing that's like, listen to me say the same thing 47 times and you're like, I am over it. Like, I'm sure it's not that big of a deal when she gets up and walks away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like her kids lit the place on fire and she was like, hold on, let me go do a puzzle. I'm certain that's never the scenario.
No, and I can think of all the times like my parents probably could have used a puzzle break or like a whatever their version of a puzzle break would have been.
Yeah.
What a great tactic. I'm also a big fan of Kristen Bell and I didn't know some of these things about her. Like I love that you shared all the different components that make her human.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not like a celebrity. She's like, I'm a person who you see on TV.
Yes. Yes. I love that. I am going to talk about another performer who, okay, so we've talked endlessly about outer space, both on and off this podcast. Have you heard about the Radio City Rocket who also works for NASA?
What?
Yeah, this is a great article.
I love her already.
Okay. Heather Ann Bottom is like a Jill of all trades. So she's performed as a Radio City Rocket dancer. She's performed on tour with a chorus line. Dance has always been a huge part of her life. She's also got degrees in astrophysics and space engineering. And so
I know, no big deal. Casually
feeling a little small in the world right now. She works as a systems engineer for NASA's Jet Propulsion Lab, and she worked on the Mars 2020 mission. She was part of the Perseverance team. So let's do a little Heather biography. So Heather has always tapped into these two opposite avenues. Even in thinking about in college, she went to Columbia University in New York. And when she wasn't in school or studying, she was auditioning and taking dance classes. So she would be auditioning for dance shows, musical theater shows. She would go to studios. And that kind of schedule is already a full-time job that a lot of actors have. I don't know how she did that on top of being an astrophysics student. No, sounds wild. A little intense to me. So she took semesters off when the Radio City Rockettes called or when the tour came up. So she graduated in 4.5 years instead of 4 because she would take time off to do those shows and take those opportunities. And she said some of the worst advice she ever gave herself was forcing herself to choose one or the other. And she basically cut herself off from dance and she went and attended grad school on the West Coast and she worked at SpaceX. And eventually she realized she had made a mistake and she added back in dance again. So she takes classes. She still dances when she makes the time for it. So as of August 2020, Heather was based in Hawaii working on the Perseverance's Mars landing that happened a few months ago in February. So she, her specific job as a systems engineer was working on the uplink leads of the cruising operations for each phase of the mission. So in our terms, that means she gathered and then created commands, sequences, and files that were used they would send those sequences to the vehicle every day. So it's kind of like how you make a daily schedule for your show every day. She would do that with command sequences.
Wow. Thank you for putting that in like a daily call.
I mean, it's the only way I could understand it. So I figured, you know, great minds think alike.
Perfect. Thank you. Wow. That's incredible. So
that's the story of Heather, another inspirational woman that we can all admire her ability to do many things at once.
So wait, hold on. I'm just like piecing together some kind of pun here with like NASA, rocket.
Ooh, anyway. a rocket.
Anyway,
she was a Radio City rocket and a NASA rocket.
Oh my God.
Brilliant. Wow. I think I just killed your ear by yelling into the microphone excitedly, but I think we just figured out the name of her biography. Great. Dear
I'll
Heather.
Only take 20%. I think she can afford it. She works for NASA.
Hey, I just want a trip to the moon. That's all. That's all my cut needs to be. Just send me on the Mars rover.
Right.
Just like not the first one out. I don't want to be on the first ship out to Mars. Just like maybe the third one by the time they work the kinks out.
Yeah, third. That.
I think we'll have to take like a sabbatical or something from work. Is that a thing we do in theater? Is it called a sabbatical?
I don't understand.
We'll just take time off and we'll go to Mars and we'll stage manage Mars's Tony Awards. And then we'll come right back. It'll be easy.
I'm here for it. The first Martian live events company. Let me just write that down.
Done.
I wish I had a pen that clicked. That would have been perfect.
Okay, so in addition to our new extraterrestrial event planning skills, what are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to this nice weather that is coming up and live outdoor events.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing people play instruments or sing songs or whatever it may be, like juggle. Like, I don't even care what it is. I just want to be
sidewalk
outside.
Art, yeah.
Yeah, sidewalk. Oh, there are really cool sidewalk chalk festivals out here. Those happen in May.
That sounds really
anyway.
Cool.
Anyway, what are you looking forward to?
I'm sort of excited for what's next. Like, I wrapped up my one project doing TV work and I'm excited for more. I really enjoyed the style and pacing of it all. It feels like a really good fit, especially with just all that's happening in the entertainment industry. It feels like such a great place to be right now. And I was really grateful for all the wonderful people I met who gave some really sage advice and very, very honest advice. And it was really great. So I'm sort of excited to see what the future holds.
Yeah, I love that. You just like jumped into a whole other medium. It's like the same, but different.
It is exactly the same, but different. Like certain words mean different things there, and you learn very quickly, just say anything that conveys a point and people will figure it out.
Yeah.
And then eventually say the right word.
We love all forms of happy news and happy news.
Be sure to send us your own day-to-day happy news, cute pet stories, kids saying the darndest things, whatever you're up to, we love it all.
Email us at hnnpodcast@gmail.com. Also, follow us on social media at hnnpodcast for happy news throughout the week.
And be sure to subscribe to us through Patreon, where you'll get exclusive content and more.
Until next time, I'm Kristen.
And I'm Shayna.
Have a happy week.